If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. And as always, live sharp.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I do apologize for the technical difficulties we had yesterday, and we have been updating equipment here, so we're having birth pains, but day by day, we believe things are getting better. And with yesterday's program, my comment was that personally, I have watched the political world in this country and the politicians, the political dynasties, like the Kennedys, the Bushes, the Clintons, but these are just political dynasties. The real dynasties are on those who rule, those who are the actual people in charge, like back in the 1800s, the Oppenheimers, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers. In the book of Revelation, it refers to, in Revelation chapter 16, it talks about the kings of the earth. Revelation 6:15. The kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men, every bond man, every free man, are going to hide themselves in dens in the rocks of the mountains from Christ at his coming. And he is coming. And it says these individuals know, it is giving you an overview that these men do know that Christ is coming. This is why they hide. In this verse, it's talking about the mighty men, the rich men, the rulers, rich men in the last 120 years. Two real financial dynasties, not political dynasties, though they use the political world, but industrial giants, financial dynasties. In Europe, the Rothschild family, the generations of Rothschilds, and the greatest economic dynasty in America has been the Rockefeller generations. Again, you have political dynasties, such as the Kennedys, the Bushes, Roosevelt, to some degree. You have the Clintons, but the dynasties in the book of Revelation that I'm speaking of are the empires within empires, or the empires, the political or the wealthy, powerful through their wealth dynasties. such as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, who actually direct empires. We have that term, you know, I've heard some of the heard actors and actresses talk about building their empires. No, their empires compared to the great empires here in the last 120 years, these aren't empires. These are little gnats that need to be swatted away. I was talking about the great empire or the dynasty, the financial dynasty in Europe, which controlled pretty much Europe for about 200 years, the Rothschild family. And the threat to the Rothschild dynasty would be the United States of America, was Russia, more recently China, more recently the wealthy people in South America, Central America. The threat to these dynasties presently really has been for the Rothschilds back in the 1800s, late 1800s, was the United States of America. Russia, yes, to a degree. But the Rothschild family could see the direction that America was, the direction we were moving in, how we were moving our industry. This became a threat to them. Either sit back and watch it develop or control it. They had to control through different means what would happen in America. And to do that, they were actively involved in everything going on in this country. So many different ways. It began to develop in early 1902. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends, Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
It's the dynasties, especially the financial dynasties that control the world. Revelation chapter 6:15, the rich men, the rich men, the rich men. It's the rich men of the world that control everything that happens. The wealthy, the dynasties. It was the Rockefeller dynasty that made the United States what it is. It was the Rothschilds in Europe, the Tsars in Russia. So, with these dynasties, what is being threatened right now is through the Ukraine war, the power structure in this country is being threatened. This is the reason for the war in Ukraine. Like I mentioned yesterday, Newt Gingrich made a comment to Maria Bartolomeva, I don't know her name, I can't remember her name. But he told her that the individuals in the skull and bones in this country are being threatened because they're losing their power. And because of that, the war in this country to retain that power is taking place. So there is a war taking place within the United States. The powers that be, the rich men, the rulers, the dynasties that have ruled this country for the last roughly 200 years are being threatened. Then you have internationally Russia and China also threatening the power structure of empire. America has controlled Europe since World War II. We have pretty much declared ourselves to be we policed the world for the last 70, 80 years. We intended to make this century a new American century. China, Russia, the BRICS nations, the family of BRICS, the network of the BRICS nations are threatening dynasties. Yes, they're threatening the government, but really dynasties. And this is what, and the kings of the world, the people in power that are the presidents of the nations, the prime ministers of the nations, are controlled by dynasties. You still have the Rothschilds controlling a great portion of Europe through their foundations in this country, through foundations, the Rockefellers. This country is run by foundations. And the people, the very, very rich men, they all work together. The rich men, the rulers, the wealthy, the kings, the captains, the great men, they're all in the same family. They all are part of the same company. It's not the kings over here, the rulers over here, the wealthy over here, the ship captains over there. No. They're the same group of people. This is exactly what the Bible says would happen at the end of the world. And the time in which we live, because their systems are being, I guess you could use the word attacked, there's an attack on their power, attack on their control. They're like Newt Gingrich. He summed it up more clearly than I can. The members of the Skull and Bones, these families, they're about to lose. They're in fear of losing their control. Well, I'm going to tell you, they have lost control, and they're not going to control the world like they used to. They're not going to be able to control the American people like they used to. This is the purpose for this apparatus of terror that we have in this country. Cameras everywhere. A panoptic age. Eyes everywhere. Ears everywhere. Everything you do on your cell phone, on your computer. You're walking in a downtown, in a shopping mall. Chances are you have microphones in the lampposts. A panoptic age. Satan has always wanted to be like God, omnipresent, everywhere. And Satan would be given that right. Satan would be given the ability to do that through technology. Satan can't be everywhere like God. God is omniscient. He knows all. He sees all. He knows the thought of every human being. Satan doesn't. He would like to. But Satan's means of control, the method of control, is technology. The dynasties. And like I had mentioned yesterday, the beginning of the program, I don't think the audio went out. You can't even get it on podcast. Christ said, when he was tempted by the devil in the desert, Satan offered to give the kingdoms of the world to Christ if Christ would fall down and worship him. Christ declined. Christ owns everything. He created everything. He owns time, space, the past, the present, the future. Why would he want to bow down to Satan just for the kingdoms of the world? When he's the inheritor of the whole universe, he created it. Well, Satan has been given a right to rule over mankind that will worship him. And it's a mystery in the Bible. But it's very clear that Satan is building his kingdoms. And Christ didn't deny it in Matthew chapter 4. Christ didn't deny that Satan is building his kingdoms. And Satan said, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms. Satan took Christ into the future to show Christ what he was going to build. But to build these kingdoms, Satan has to have a reservoir of human beings, of mankind. And Christ in the Old Testament stated that he hates those who hate him to three and four generations, to the third and fourth generation. But then he said, there are some who hate me, and they will hate me to every generation, and I will hate them to every generation. So in other words, Satan will have a collective of people throughout time that will always serve him from generation to generation to generation. And it is clear in the scripture that these individuals that will serve Satan can be very powerful, very wealthy. They will be kings. They will be prime ministers. They will be presidents of nations. They will be governors of states. They will be, they'll work in every segment of society, every society. They will create new religions. But Satan will have a company throughout every generation that will serve him. And Christ, they have ways of protecting, Satan has ways of protecting his children from judgments of God. And God even admits in the scripture that they will escape judgment, punishment. They won't be punished. They will be murderers. They'll murder thousands, millions of people. They won't be punished. It's in the scripture. They'll do all kinds of evil, and there will be no punishment. It appears even in the Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes. How is it that God doesn't bring judgment to these people? Because Satan has a right to use them to build his kingdom, and he has a right to protect them from God's judgment for a while. But eventually God will determine when Satan can no longer use them, then punishment will come. Like these in the world that we've witnessed in the last 4 years. More has come out about these people in very powerful positions in the pharmaceutical, National Institute of Health, in the government, in Federal Reserve, in every agency in this government and governments throughout the world. More has come out about these individuals. Why aren't they punished? Why do they escape the laws of the land? You know, with the last election, two elections ago when Donald Trump won the election, with the Clintons and all the Clinton crimes. You know, we wanted Donald Trump to lock her up. I read an article 4 years ago. Because of the way that the laws were written 150, 200 years ago, there is no way that these people can be punished. Congress, the Supreme Court, the FBI, they can't be prosecuted. Satan built a kingdom of laws that protect his children. And I think the American people are beginning to see that. When there's no justice, people lose hope. And this is what's happening in this country. There's no hope that these criminals will ever be prosecuted. I say they won't. The scripture says that Satan has a right to protect them. And he will protect them. They're his children. He's building their kingdom. He's using these individuals to build his kingdom. He has a right to protect them. And he has a right to protect them from the laws of any land, even the Constitution of this country, the Geneva Convention, whatever it may be, after World War II, the laws that were passed to prosecute the criminals. Some will be prosecuted. Satan must allow some to be prosecuted in his kingdom, but not necessarily everyone. Eventually, God brings the judgment and punishment. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Joe Gigante, host of the Regular Joe Show. Together we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. It's
electrifying. Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
Hello, this is George Sawtooth, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show, The George Sawtooth Hour, on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., where we will explore wacky subjects together. See you then.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Yes, and that's what these people are, backstabbers. But I'm just presenting to you what the scripture says, what the Bible says, what Christ said, that Satan will have men and women, he will have a family of people that God has allowed to serve him. They are Satan's servants. Christ, for those who follow him, we become his servants in exactly the same principle. Satan has servants, and Satan has the right to protect them from prosecution, from the laws of the land, from constitutions. Satan will protect his own children, and we may never see their punishment in this lifetime. The punishment, the final punishment that will come to them is death. They will not escape death. And because of that, the world cannot understand why the atrocities by these presidents of nations, rulers of nations, prime ministers of nations, why they can create wars, millions of people die like right now. The biggest war taking place, the biggest battle, and you don't even know about this, a battle bigger than the Bulge, the invasion at Normandy, is taking place right now. in Ukraine, and you haven't heard anything about it. Just in the last 24 hours, another 1,000 Ukrainians have died. In the last 5 days, probably around 5,000. And more arms depots have been destroyed. Millions of dollars in the matter of 20 seconds. And in this country, with what we witnessed after Donald Trump became president, these individuals that now we find out, we knew back then, 7 years ago, we knew who the instigators of a coup over a legitimate president. We knew the names of these people all working together. Satan's people. Satan has a family. And this family, these servants, are building his kingdom. And Satan told Christ, fall down and worship me, and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Well, Christ said no, but that didn't stop Satan from that day forward to each generation, to each century. He has been working with the people that have been cursed to serve him generation to generation to generation. From then to now, this world, the cities of this world, the industries, the militaries, are basically all ruled by Satan. And Christ didn't deny that Satan had that power. Christ didn't deny it. Revelation chapter 11 says that there's coming a time when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. But not yet. Christ throughout the whole New Testament, he gives an example of wheat growing in a field. You don't harvest the wheat till it's ripe. Grapes in a vineyard. You don't harvest the grapes until they're ripe. And the principle is, Christ is letting the world grow and develop until it's ripe. The wheat ready for harvest to be taken into the barns, and the grapes ready to be cut from the vine and taken to the wine press. The wine press is already ready. It's right there in an area called Megiddo in the Middle East. It's not just a location. It's going to be along the eastern border of Israel. It's a pretty big wine vat. And all the children that serve the devil, that take the mark of the beast, will be taken to that wine vat, and that's where they will be pressed out. The wheat will be taken to a barn to be with Christ. So, in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, it's very clear. There are mighty men. There are rulers. There are rich men. Kings of the earth. Captains. They're all there. Complete. All given direction by a small group of people that serve the devil, dynasties. And the dynasties control the politicians. The Bushes, they didn't do anything. Rockefeller was, now that's a dynasty. The Bush dynasty, that is nothing. Nothing compared to the Rockefeller dynasty. It was the Rockefeller dynasty that actually put the Bushes in power. George Sr. And even the Rockefellers are so powerful that George Bush Sr. wasn't even born in the United States of America. He was born in Germany. But through the cunning, secret ways that these children of the devil work, they brought George Jr. to America under the pretense that he was the son of Prescott Bush, that Prescott Bush was the father of George Bush Sr. No, a guy by the name of George Bush Sr., Scherf, actually, was the father, George Scherf Sr. And he is the legitimate father of George Scherf Bush Sr. But see, this is how they work. But Christ said, everything that has been done in secret will be exposed, made known, found out, shouted, presented to the world. Nothing will remain hidden. And he said he would do all of this in the decade and the years before he returns. So the whole world will get to see and have an insight into the family of children that serve Satan. And the whole world will get to see it. And when they do, they'll repent.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
So, do you feel like you've had a spell put on you, not knowing the truth? The dynasties like Maria Bartiromo, couldn't think of her name, interviews, But she interviews this, I'll think of his name in a second, I could think of his name earlier, and I couldn't think of her name. Now I think of her name, and I can't think of his name. Newt Gingrich. Gingrich states that the members of the Skull and Bones are losing their power in this country. They're afraid of losing hold on all that they have, that's been put in their hands. Skull and Bones. Well, this is the group of people that Satan, that are his servants. They serve the devil, and they are his children. They swear oaths to serve gods, demons, the devil. You have the Illuminati. You have the those that are Luciferians. Well, if they won't serve Christ, who will they serve? Satan in the desert told Christ, "Fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdoms of this world." Christ said no. So Satan went into the, from that point forward, he went throughout the earth to find all of those that would serve him from generation to generation to generation. It's very clear in the Bible. You would have the children, and John, the God, John the Apostle, in his first epistle, he made a statement. Whoever doesn't do righteousness is of the devil. You have the children of God, and he phrases it this way. You have the children of God and the children of the devil. Why can't we, as educated as we are, simply see that in this world there are those who serve Satan and is becoming more and more evident all the time? And then there are those who serve God, or should serve God, Christ. Then there are those in between that are going to be the victims. But this is why Christ, before in his one of his final visits with the disciples, told his disciples, "Go into the world and preach the kingdom of heaven to every creature. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And that is what the body of Christ has been doing from that time to this time. It's what we should be doing presently. We're not doing a perfect job for the most part. But still, Christ will have his faithful servants. Now again, as I mentioned yesterday, studying the dynasties of America, the greatest dynasty of this country has been the Rockefeller family. And the Rockefeller family, like I had stated yesterday, John D. Rockefeller, by 1889, he owned New York City. He owned it. By the first part of the, into 1910, 1920, he had already began to, for the most part, own the country. And like I had stated, history shows that in every presidential election, he was deeply, the Rockefeller family was deeply involved. Even Nelson Rockefeller, back in the 60s, he was vice president, had the ambition to become president. He never did become president. The Rockefellers never did have a Rockefeller offspring as president of the United States until until Bill Clinton. Bill Rockefeller Clinton and his cousin Hillary. Don't go to Google. You won't find it on Google. Go to other search engines and you will find that Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. So the Rockefellers, Nelson didn't achieve the presidency of this country. So a grandson did become president for 8 years. And that is, I have looked at, and I have the research, I have kept it. In Europe, the greatest dynasty was the Rothschild family. And they're still very powerful. The Rockefellers still, with the matter of the assumed virus, with the pharmaceutical companies, the Rockefellers, the foundations have been involved in all of it. With the starvation programs internationally and with the starvation programs in this country, it is the Rockefeller Foundation that has been in the lead to change the laws of this country so that there would be food programs all over the United States of America. The food programs. So John, in the book of Revelation, he talks about these kings of the earth, the dynasties, the great men, the rich men, the rulers of the world, the company of people involved in secret societies that will control the world. And it says that at some point, they will dig caves deep underground, dens to protect themselves.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dolphins.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kivas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
You know, it says that concerning these rulers of the world, in another translation, it calls them the presidents of the earth, the prime ministers, and the royals. Huh, do we have royals in Europe? Noblemen, their magnates, military chiefs, the wealthy, the strong. So you have the dynasties, and it says that in the time in which we live, that everything that has happened prior to our time will be made known, will be found out, and everyone will have access to the truth. And the reason and the way and the method is through media, radio, print. You have the social media now. You still have a few papers, You have the internet. But all of this, though it's being used for evil, Christ, all things belong to Christ. Time, the wealth of the earth, everything that is He created under the surface of the earth, the wealth in the oceans, it all belongs to Christ. And even all of the facets of information belong to Him. And He is using these mediums, all of them, to present to the world the truth of what has been happening in the dark. This is why we are living. Christ said that in the days prior to His coming, if He didn't come, no flesh would be saved. We have the way now through technology to destroy every man, woman, and child, to destroy the beasts of the field. It says in verse 16, chapter 6, 16 in Revelation, these people, these children of the devil, these servants of Satan, the pastors of the land won't talk to you about this because it's frightening. They'll lose their income. They'll lose membership. But the fact is this, Christ said at the end of the world, He is going to announce that His kingdom is coming. He is coming to take over rulership of the nations. And He says before He comes, as He comes, in that day of the Lord, is how it phrases it in the New Testament, before that day comes, these people will know He's coming. And it says that they call to the mountains, they call to the rocks, they say, fall on us. Before, hide us from the face of Him who sits on the throne and from the deep-seated indignation and wrath of the Lamb. I did with my program yesterday. Some of what I had mentioned, I wasn't able to because we had technical problems. So I decided to some degree, rehearse the program, parts of the program from yesterday on today's program. And the dynasties, these individuals, these families that have ruled America, the time of their rule is coming to an end. And like I had stated, Newt Gingrich, being interviewed by Maria Bartiromo, had stated, I couldn't believe Newt Gingrich would say this. He mentions the skull and the bones, the skull and bones. They are afraid of losing their power. The children of the devil are losing their power. That's it for today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360khnc.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Matthew Dark from Colorado Healthcare Providers for Freedom. Victoria Flint from Dental Hygiene Haven. Kimberly Gonzalez from Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. Chris Hodel, 212 Degree Wellness. Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.